Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from two passages out of the Old Testament. First, out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 18. For this is what the Lord says, He who created the heavens, He is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. And then out of 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, and this is Ezra speaking, and he says, For a long time, Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach, and without the law. But, verse 4, but in their distress they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. Well, I know it'll happen, but no matter what I'm facing, it still prompts a smile every day when the sun comes up. As the world wakes up, as the day begins to unfold before me, all reminding me that God is there, that God is Lord, and there is no other. And no matter the clouds which at times cover the day, no matter the storms which gather or come, no matter the darkness in the world around us at times, each new morning brings a fresh reminder of the truth that He is the Lord and there is no other. And with Him, with the God who made it all is well. But I wonder, because looking around our homes, communities and nation and world today, well, I don't really know where to point for all is well. If we're looking for all is well, and how things are, and how we feel, things we have. Where is it that all is well in that context? A few years ago, though, Michael W. Smith wrote a Christmas song for all your listening. That's what I do. Those of you who know me, I listen to Christmas music most all year long, along with other music. But listen to what Michael wrote. All is well, all is well. Angels and men rejoice, for tonight darkness fell into the dawn of love's light. All is well. Let there be peace on earth. Christ is come. Go and tell that He is in the manger. Born is now Emmanuel. Born is our Lord and Savior. All is well. But if Michael W. Smith looked outside today, and he's a good guy, lives in Nashville, you'd wonder what he would write. Because if he did, looking at finding all is well from the world's viewpoint is anyway, he would see storms and violent weather wreaking havoc across our country. School, hospital, and business shootings. Our youth being gunned down on the streets in gang violence and other senseless violence. Or left uneducated in our major cities across the nation. People being killed and businesses and buildings laid flat through the evil happening in the Ukraine. Statesmanship among elected leaders. Long ago, it seems, replaced in many of them with deception, which divides us rather than seeks to understand and resolve things by being light and providing healing and unification and hope. Suffering through an economic downturn, rising gas prices and inflation that we're all struggling with, lingering virus strains and more, having a dark, it seems, and corrosive impact in every corner of the world. All is well? Well, I'm not sure. From the world's standpoint, maybe not. But go back to the song with me. Michael writes and sings, All is well because Christ is born. Not because of what we see in the world around us. All is well because Christ is born. His message, all is well, doesn't mean things are easy and going well for everyone. That peace in our lives and world prevails, or we are all successful and well off by the world's standards. No. All is well in our lives for one reason, a very important reason, because God is here, because of what God did and does for us. All is well because God loves us and sent His Son to find us and to save us. And all is well, and the sense of peace it brings when God becomes the focus of our lives and when what God did is accepted, embraced, and shared with others. But there's the key to unlock a life where all is well. The key question for you and for me is this. Is God the focus of our lives? Is God even in our lives, or is he in the lives of others that we see and we wonder? Is his word a guide for our decisions and the direction of our lives? Are his promises and priorities markers that we embrace for our lives? Are our lives surrendered to his grace and guided by him, moving us toward being able to say, with him, all is well? In the midst of what seems to be a world that is spinning out of control, Isaiah repeats God's words, I am the Lord, and there is no other. And the question for us, for you and for me today and always is very simply this, is he the Lord of your life? Is he the Lord of my life? Is he the Lord of the nation? Is he the Lord of the world? Because if he is, we know he will be actively working through us so that all will be well in our lives, in our families, our communities, nation, and world with him. But today, even paying the slightest attention to what's happening around us, we can see that all does not seem to be well in our families, in our relationships, communities, country, or world. We hope and reach for a life where all will be well, at least as defined by the world and what we see and what we aspire to. But the burdens of the day are too heavy for us to carry. Trying to find meaning and purpose at times seems impossible. And our futures are too uncertain to smile about. Because I know that some of you are trying to figure out the next steps for your career or are facing the uncertainty of something new. One of you is facing the uncertainty of a loved one's medical condition, reminding you of the gifts of people that God has placed in our lives. Someone is standing by the side of a child or a grandchild struggling to find their way in life, trying to protect them in a world that is unforgiving and seeks to rob them of their innocence and values. Some of you have been trying to heal a relationship or are struggling now to trust God with the next season of your life as you move on. As we face all of that and more, we try to resolve it at times and think to ourselves, usually in the first person, I heard someone speak about recently, where we make ourselves the subject. And it goes something like this, I can get there. I've got it. I'll do it my way. I can make this work. But can you? Can I? Has that worked for us before as we stand here today? When I think what we really should be saying, really should be thinking and asking is in the third person, with not us as the subject, but with God as the subject, something like this. He can get there. He's got it. We'll do it his way. He can make this work. Then, my friends, with him, we've got something and someone, more importantly, to move forward with to a life where all really is well. Through Isaiah's words echoing through the centuries from then to today, 700 years before the birth of Christ, we hear God's voice saying, I am the Lord, and there is no other. And the question for you and the question for me is this, is he our Lord? Do we seek his way for our lives? Do we allow him in? Is he number one or number 10 or even less important than that in our lives? Is he in every part of our lives or none? Is he in the center and the right and the left of our lives? Is he in the lives of our family, friends, neighbors, and in others in our nation? Is our identity defined by him, or is it defined by the world? And have we turned away from him, or are we turning toward him? As God points out through Ezra in the passage in Chronicles we read earlier, verse 3, for a long time, he says, Israel was without a true God and without a priest to teach and without the law. Ezra was saying that God was rejected by the Israelite nation back then and no one stepped up to share and teach them about God. I wonder if we will be judged for doing the same thing today as Israel did back then. Do others see or hear God in us? Have we turned from God in our personal lives? Have we turned from God in our businesses, our educational systems, sports, government, and in our nation. For years, we have told God we didn't want him in our schools, our government, businesses, public places, or in our finances. Today, we draw him close in a crisis, but not too close, and sadly, not for too long. We lean into him at times in our homes, in our churches, religious settings, and meetings and moments. But often it seems it's just to check off a box, as something we're supposed to do. And to see how that has been working, we just have to look around. My friends, it seems that we may have turned away from God, or turned away, drawn further away than we want to be. But listen again to Ezra, as he was inspired to pen verse 4 in 2 Chronicles when he wrote this. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. Why not? And why not now? Turn to God. Turn back to him. He's always been there. It's the way to all is well, as Michael W. Smith wrote, the way to a sense of peace in our life. Why not daily turn back to God and move him to number one in your life and all things, remembering that no matter what we face, he is still Lord, and there is no other. He is there for you and for me. And when God is the center, when God is number one and the guiding light in every aspect of our lives, when he is our identity to others in all things, all will be well. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this reminder that we simply need to turn to you to find that sense of peace, that sense of calm, that sense of power in a life where all is well because it is guided by you, surrendered to you in all things. Thank you, Lord, for that reminder through these passages that we read this morning. The reminder that you are still in the midst of stuff. You are still Lord. You are above all. You've got it. And we simply need to turn to you, turn back to you, help others to turn to you, remembering how much you love us because you sent your son, Jesus Christ, on that day that we celebrate. And Michael W. Smith writes about when he writes, all is well. Born is now Emmanuel. Born as our Lord and Savior, all is well. Be with those going through surgery today, friends, those who will, procedures tomorrow and other days, all those, Lord, we know, we lift up to you. And we know that with you in our midst, with you in our lives, all will be well. Thank you, Lord. Your son's precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.